Hello, good evening. Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah. Yes. Good evening, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Survey on what?
It's a survey, sir, mostly on topics such as elections. For example, we wanted to know, sir, my first question to you is, just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
Who I represent?
Yes, may I know your race?
Mm-hmm. I'm a black guy.
Oh, great, sir. Moving on, my other.
I'm a Democrat, too.
Oh,
I support Biden.
Well, even though it's a long way off, sir, what are the chances that you're going to vote in this 2024 election for president and Congress? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
Oh, I would vote. My records are there. And once I'm alive, up to November elections, I'm going to vote for both Congress and for the presidency.
Well, what is your age, sir?
I'm 50 now.
Great. Moving on, sir, my other question to you is, I want to read your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale of a 0 to 10, sir.
I'm motivated. 100%. I'm motivated, as I always do for every election.
Oh, well, it's just on a scale of a 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. From a 0 to a 10, how motivated are you to vote?
Number 10.
Okay. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, not closely at all?
Very closely. Very closely.
Very closely. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, sir, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Moving on, sir. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you say you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve, sir?
Strongly approve. He's doing his best.
Strongly approve.
To all the people that are around you.
All right. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
All right. Moving on, sir. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better?
Yeah.
All right, sir. And
compared to one time.
Oh,
better.
Great, sir. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? For example, I have improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages. Yeah. Border security, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense guns reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, reducing crime. Any two that stand out to you?
All of the above. That's what I want.
Most of them, yeah, but are there any two that stand out the most? Do you want me to read them again?
Improve education, yes.
Okay, improving education. Any other one?
Yes, kids to 12th grade school education, yes.
Okay,
maybe
no problem.
Maybe you want to say abortion rights too.
Oh, protecting abortion rights, no problem. Moving on quickly, sir. I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means that you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means that you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. Any number between a 0 or 100 will help, sir. If you don't have any opinion, let me know. Or if you don't know the person, let me know as well. For example, Kamala Harris, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate her?
100%.
100. Republicans in Congress, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
0.
0. David McCormick, how much would you rate him?
Who?
David McCormick.
Well, McCormick from my state of Pennsylvania. 100.
Oh, 100. Oh, okay. And what about Hakeem Jeffries, how much would you rate him?
100.
100. Okay. Cornel West, how much would you rate him?
Cornel West, nothing.
From a 0 to 100?
From Cornel West?
Uh-huh. Cornel West, zero. From a 0 to 100. I'm sorry?
Zero.
Oh, zero. Okay. Tim Scott, from a 0 to 100?
Tim Scott?
Yes, Tim Scott. Mm-hmm.
No. Zero.
Zero. And Democrats in Congress, from a 0 to 100?
100.
All right. And Joe Biden, from a 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. Donald Trump, from a 0 to 100?
No, zero.
Bob Casey Jr., from a 0 to 100?
100.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your responses. Well, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today...
How long are we going to go with this?
Oh, we're almost done, sir. I promise. I'll be very quick, and your opinion is really important to me. It's coming in handy to me. I'll be quick. I know it's a long way off, sir, but if the election for president were held today and your candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and your candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote?
Bob Casey Jr.
Okay. Moving on, sir. Thank you for your responses. Have you recently seen, heard, or read anything about President Biden and what his administration are doing? Would you say yes or a no to that?
Yes, I've seen what they're doing, yes.
Okay, would you say you've seen yes a lot or just yes some or only a little?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, moving on quickly, sir. Well, from what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, does that make you more or less favorable towards them, sir?
More
favorable? Okay, would you say much more favorable? Uh-huh. Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Okay, moving on, sir. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Like in your own words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you more favorable towards the Biden administration?
The stability of the country. And when Democrats are in power, the world is stable. The situation in Israel and Palestine is unfortunate, so the country has been peaceful and gradually recovering from the mess the former government left it in. Joe Biden has been doing well.
Okay, so you said country is recovering from mess, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, sir. I have your feedback. All right, sir. All right, moving on quickly. Thank you for that feedback. Moving on, sir. We would like to know as well, my other question to you, and we're almost done, is, well, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Would you say you've seen a lot, some, or only a little?
I've seen a lot. They're going to court, being convicted. He's a felon. And said the people of America stay aligned to go with fire, to go with impunity. He's never punished for crimes he's committed, for wrongs he's done against the Constitution, and that's wrong. That's
right,
wrong.
Sir.
You need to stop and change that stuff. If somebody's
right,
not above the law, you let us know. You're allowed to be above the law.
All right, sir. Thank you for that feedback. Well, from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump, does that make you more or less favorable towards him?
Made me scared. Not even favorable. More unfavorable towards him. Unfavorable. And difficult with the American people who, when they see the truth, they don't add truth, number one in the world, and they are not following democratic tendencies and practices of the world. If somebody is above the law, they're fine. But nobody is above the law, and what the Constitution of this country says.
All right, sir. Well, from the unfavorable that you said, because I really want to wrap this up quickly, would you say it's much more unfavorable towards him or somewhat more unfavorable towards Donald Trump, sir?
Nothing favorable towards him, nothing. Unfavorable.
All right.
Nothing for working.
All right, sir. I'm sorry. You did mention a lot. You did mention a lot just now, and I thank you for that feedback. But from what you have read, seen, or heard that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump, what specifically have you seen that really makes you less favorable towards him? From everything that you mentioned, what is that stands out the most that makes you less favorable towards Donald Trump? In your own words, while I write this down.
Economic improprieties. If other people did it, they go to jail for many years. And other people do it, and then you try to give them the pass, like Donald Trump, that's wrong. Going against, saying the phone star for all kinds of things that are against the law. Now, another person does it, you let him go easy. If utterances to demean other people and abuse them is against the ethics of being a president, that's wrong. And nobody says anything. It abuses anybody by will, and nobody says anything. Taking secret documents and not being punished for that. The other person did that, they went to jail.
All right, sir. All right, sir, I captured this. I captured that you said other people are going to jail for him, abuse against ethics of president, and no one says nothing, and not being punished for it, right? That's the main idea that you just said right now, right?
You're doing some criminal things and he's not getting punished.
Uh-huh, okay. I'm writing that down. He has done criminal.
I said you can walk the law.
All right, not getting punished. All right, sir, I'm writing this down. Thank you. All right, so I do have what you said, okay, that he has done criminal acts and is not getting punished, and he seems to be above the law. All right, sir, and moving on quickly. Thank you for that feedback. My other question to you would be, sir, well, now I'd like to read to you some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. All right, I just want you to tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now. For example, I have Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities. Any of those, any two that stand out most to you, sir?
Rising crime rates.
Rising crime.
Cutting social net. The safety net.
I'm sorry?
The cutting of economic social safety net.
Okay, no problem. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Okay, sir, thank you for that feedback. Moving on quickly, we're almost done. For each of the following issues, sir, I just want you to tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with these issues. For example, this first one says, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Do you feel Donald Trump or Biden would be able to handle it better?
Biden would handle it better. Some
Biden,
words,
would you?
According to the Bible, terms that we're right.
Okay,
number,
would you say?
Post number, war number, fight number.
All right. Would you say Biden would handle it somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay, what about this one? Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you feel Trump can handle it better or Biden can handle it better?
Biden will try. Biden
okay,
will do it better.
Okay, would you say he's going to do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, what about rising crime and violence? Do you feel Trump or Biden could handle it better?
Man, because of the way you talk and how you can solve problems. No, we saw it before last 4 years. Biden will do it better.
All right, would you say Biden could do it much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. What about growing the U.S. economy? Do you feel Biden or Trump could handle it better?
For what I saw in the last 4 years, Biden will do it better.
Would you say much better Biden or somewhat better Biden, sir?
Much better Biden.
All right, fixing the immigration system, do you feel Trump or Biden could handle it better?
Biden will do it much better.
Okay, what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Do you feel Trump or Biden could handle it much better?
Supreme Court is partisan. The Republican Supreme Court. Biden will do it much better.
Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you for that feedback. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him or makes no difference?
We'll do it more because...
More? Okay, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely to support
much
him?
Much more likely. Much
okay.
More likely.
well, as you may know, sir, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of what you were saying of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, sir, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
The trial was fair.
Fair? Would you say very? Would you
fair.
Say? Very fair. Okay, okay. Well, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, sir, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, would you agree or would you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree with the statement.
Disagree. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. From which of the following social media sites do you receive most information? Like, for example, Twitter, X, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, any of those? You can choose up to two.
Facebook and TikTok.
Facebook and TikTok. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I'm a graduate.
Graduate? Great. All right. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
I'm married.
Married? Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, sir, would you say you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm a liberal.
Liberal? Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Every week. All right, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Not all of them are white.
Well, would you say about half or less than half or hardly any?
Less than half in my community.
Oh, okay. How would you describe the area where you live in, urban, suburban, or rural? Hello, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This isn't the last question, I promise. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. All right, sir. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
Yes.
All right. Were you born outside of the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Never.
All right, sir. That concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Thank you, sir, for your time. Have a nice day. Thank you.